Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we're going to be talking about going to the fire today, and I got to tell you something, just as a side note, I've never said this to you before, but I'm saying it to you now, heavy warfare. All over the ministry. Heavy warfare, folks. We're being censored, as you all the well know. We're having issues on our live feeds constantly. And why that's happening, friends, is only one reason for all of this, and that is a warfare. We covet your prayers here. In all honesty, we completely covet your prayers, and we'd ask that you'd consider us in prayer. Keep us under the blood of Jesus Christ, and that he would sanctify us, he would uphold us with his right hand and maintain our cause and maintain our right, and that he'd keep us as the apple of thine eye, and that he would purpose us for his glory, Luke 10:19, John 15:8 as well, and that he is an enemy unto our enemies and an adversary unto all of our adversaries. Why? Because it is a righteous thing with the Lord to recompense tribulation unto those that trouble the righteous. So, warfare is heavy. As a matter of fact, right now on live feed, we're having issues. It's being recorded. 1 hour later, it will be uploaded. So, we're not going anywhere. We're just going to push it back that direction. That's just the tip of the iceberg concerning the warfare that we're going through right now. I wanted to share something with you, especially for those that are watching us. And again, if you're not, that's okay. I'll paint the picture for you. When we were in Yorktown, Virginia last week and just doing our due diligence there in Williamsburg as well and Jamestown as well, and just getting reacquainted with all of that and getting that information in us concerning our forefathers and what it is that they established it and how they established it and who they were that established it, we ended up at a museum. And it was sort of an antiquitous place, no doubt. And when we went in there, it's totally true that one man's treasure is another man's junk, and one man's junk is another man's treasure. It goes both ways. It truly does. But I'll tell you what, this find here was truly awesome. And it's not a relic in the sense of this is a thing of the past. No, it's a thing of the past concerning 1791 that it was written by none other than Martin Luther, the great reformer himself. And if you open it up, it says 1791. It's one of his original Bibles from 1791. It's a German translation of Martin Luther's Bible. And boy, you can smell the age and the years on this. And oh boy, this Bible is alive forevermore. Christ is alive forevermore, folks. He sits at the right hand of our Heavenly Father right now. He's not on that cross anymore. He is resurrected, and we find our life in him as we follow him and his footsteps, Hebrews 13:7, as he goes before us. And so when he said, follow me, that's exactly what we're doing. But I'll tell you what, every once in a while, the Lord will just drop something like this on you, and it's almost just a confirmation that, you know what, as we go back to the old past, Jeremiah 6:16, we're on track and where we're supposed to be. We're not of those that have said no to the old past. We're saying yes to the old past because we understand that it tells us in Proverbs that we are not to be given to change or to the new way. And that's exactly what we're seeing happening today. There's too many people that are conforming to the spirit of the world to conform to tyranny rather than to the word of God in resisting the tyrants in obedience to God. So with that said, friends, I just thought I'd share that. Pretty awesome find. Again, Martin Luther, original translation, and we got one of his Bibles from 1791. Somebody put it in a little container here, and it was interesting. It was told to us that they had to spend a couple hundred dollars just to get a box made for it. So again, just wanted to share that with my friends over there concerning via watchers, via listeners, and the gist goes on. Again, you are my family, you are my spiritual family, and we're in this together, so I just wanted to share that little bitty news with you, which is a great big deal over here because we love that kind of stuff. As a matter of fact, I got a bobblehead of Martin Luther to my right, and then I got another one of Martin Luther. I got Martin Luther, the reformer, and then I got Martin Luther King on my left. And by the way, if you got any quarrels with that or qualms with that, I do have now downloaded a video of me and Andrew Young, who was the forerunner. He was always next to Martin Luther King Jr. In the civil rights movement. And I asked him all the questions that people think that they have the answers to. If you have the answers in your mind concerning Martin Luther, that he was this bad guy, he was a communist, he was this, that, and the other thing, I'm going to be uploading this pretty soon, and it is me and Andrew Young, former mayor of Atlanta, that we had filmed, I'm guessing 12 years ago. As a matter of fact, one of the greatest compliments I've ever had in all of my life was when Andrew Young looked at me and he had said, Martin Luther King Jr. would have loved you, Bradley. And I took that to be a great compliment. And so we're in good company when we can hear others say the same things. But I'm going to be uploading that video soon enough on our channel. If you've not been over to our channel, you need to go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. You need to subscribe to the Sons of Liberty Radio Live. And you need to follow us right there, number one, okay? Number two, if you also go over to that page, you'll see on the right side, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Bradley's educational videos. Subscribe to that. This is the same channel on the same channel, but they're broken in two, and there's over 244 different videos on that page alone, which share our information. They're all educational videos giving you the resolve to today's issues. And again, we're not just here talking about what needs to be done, friends. We're bringing about the resolve on a daily basis. And again, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, go over to the store when you get a moment and go ahead and check out what's available. These are per your request. And there's a whole plethora of things that we got t-shirts there, friends, with resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. This was proposed by Ben Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, and John Adams. And it just happens to be the children of Israel on the other side of that great sea where the Lord brought an east wind and brought those waters over the top of Pharaoh. That is the national slogan that was proposed by, again, none other than three of our founding forefathers, which just happened to be architects as well, with Robert Livingston and Roger Sherman of the Declaration of Independence. But this stuff, this is the sort of stuff that's available on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, we're not getting this stuff because it's a good idea. You're asking us to get this, and per your request, we're responding. There's dog tags. Everything is based on the Word of God and the Constitution. They're great conversational starters. We got book packages, Soldier of the Cross book, as well as All the Prophets Were Pointing. That's done. Just got another one done from a proofreader today. I'm not going to bring that up again, but I just did. Hoping to have that one done in a couple weeks here as well. My goodness, folks, that book has been a project and a half. But go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. We got much to talk about on the other side. sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's who we are. What it is that we've done, judge us by our fruit, Matthew 7:16-20. If you want to call us, 1-866-582-9933. Again, we'll be right back. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at Herbonomic.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
One more thing. I forgot to bring this up. Thanks for the good work down there, GCN. Totally appreciate you guys. Wanted to let you know as well, tonight we are going to be 1220 Highway 25 in Monticello, Minnesota at 6:30. Next week we're going to be in Arkansas on the 30th. That will be the Norfolk events. Then May 1st we'll be at the Concord Baptist Church. And then May 2nd, we'll be at the River Valley City Elders. So we got an opportunity, folks, here, and we're making making time for every available opportunity given unto us. I want people to understand that the Lord uses us for our availability. Okay, it's not just our ability. And first and foremost, understand that He gives us our ability. Our natural talents go for naught unless they're empowered by the Holy Ghost. Okay, so our power is also found and the degree of surrender unto the Lord. And remember, the Holy Ghost is given unto those that obey Him. And when we go to the book of Acts, chapter 5, it tells us just that. And the Pharisees didn't like that, of course, but what does it say? It says that, and we are witnesses to these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given unto those who obey. So I'm saying this twofold, and I'm putting it into a nutshell for you. Folks, we're out there doing the things that we're doing because we're making ourselves available to do it. And this is a part of the Great Commission. And as a matter of fact, today, Tim had asked me, the guy that runs SonsOfLibertyMedia.com and also the morning show host, if you're not already familiar with him, Bradley, you know, some of the stuff on here is from last year. I said, keep it up there. I said, I want people to see Christianity in action. I want people to understand that Christianity bears fruit to the glory of Christ, John 15:8. And if you're not, you can rest assured what the Lord said. You're not a cursing. If you're not bearing fruit to Jesus Christ, friends, and to his glory, then you better ask the question as to where the Holy Ghost is. And if there's no Holy Ghost, you better ask yourself how it is that you've deceived yourself into believing that you're heaven-bound when in fact you're not. Okay? These are the dates just over the last 2 years, and I'm not trying to add accolade. I'm not looking for the approbation of men. I'm just simply saying that this radio show and everything that we do as a ministry has always been an exhibition on display for the world to see that we are called to be ambassadors for Jesus Christ. This isn't talk radio, folks. This is do radio. We're not just hiding behind a microphone. We're not paper tigers hiding behind a pen. No, we do all of that. But again, we bring our message by what we do to the world, because the world is dying to see the Christ that you declare. Let me tell you that. And that is love. And without that, there is no love. Period. Faith worketh by love, right? Okay, check us out on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, subscribe. Also, if you want to call in, please do. We'd love to hear from you. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here. Okay, so with all that said, I want to bring you over to what's happening in Michigan right now. And if there's one state in our union, even over and above that of California, if there's one state in our union that is dealing with a tyrant in the halls of government, and I'm talking about those that have been appointed there, those that are affiliated by your sworn enemies, like that of George Soros, and I'm talking about a Gretchen Whitmer, it is Michigan. It's not just Gavin Newsom, and it's not just the other states that are showing you who they are right now, as far as how they're willing to go ahead and war against the very rights that our forefathers under God established. Michigan is in it, let me tell you. I mean, the deception stinks to high heaven, but again, I can tell you exactly why they're in the position that they're in today, and I'm not giving Michigan a smackdown. Nope, I've been there 50 times, and I'm going to be there again on June 1st. So I've earned the right to go ahead and reprove and correct and instruct, 2 Timothy 3:16. And my actions hopefully speak a lot louder than my words in the sense of what I do. And where my love is on display for the people of Michigan, I spend more time there than I do in my own backyard. But what's interesting, folks, is the political idolatry in that state. I have never seen anything close to it. Michiganites love their politician. Not all of them, a good portion of them. They complain about the establishment, but they keep voting the same people back in. Massive voter fraud going on in the state of Michigan. That's why Whitmer's there. That's why all these other hierarchies of evil are put in place, John 8:44. They're not there because the people voted them in. They're there because they committed the act of voter fraud, and they've been busted for voter fraud. And no, I'm not going to shut my mouth. No, I'm going to keep opening my mouth. It's my job to reprove the works of darkness. Okay? It's my job to renounce the works of darkness, okay? And check that out in Ephesians 5:11 when you get a moment. But the problem Michigan is having is the establishment that they complain about, they keep getting caught up into the same game. And they still haven't figured out that the two-party system are the two wings on the same bird. But they find out every 4 years, every 2 years, and then somehow or another, they've been led to believe, and this doesn't just apply to Michigan, it applies to the people all across the country, that believe somehow or another the politicians, when they're busted in their crimes or in their acts of tyranny or treason, whatever it may be. It's interesting how they then believe that they have another 2 years before they have to be voted out, so the mainstream media can come in with all their little monkeys that are out there committing the act of voter fraud, trying to convey to the people in Michigan and across the United States that the people actually voted them in. No, they didn't vote them in. This is voter fraud. Massive, massive voter fraud. Nothing new under the sun. You guys all know the quote from Stalin. Doesn't matter who does the voting. It matters who does the counting. And what happens is when you want to get the tally on who wins concerning the people's vote, what do? They have to go to the mainstream media that 94% of them don't believe, and they have to find the results there. To the same people that lie to them day in and day out, they have to go there to get the resolve of the tally of those that they allegedly voted in. And somehow or another, they don't meet them on the streets. There may be few and far between, but somehow or another, they're always led to believe that half of America is voting people in that are trying to steal away their freedoms. That is insane for anybody even to suggest that. Is there stupid people? Oh, yeah, there's stupid people. But to suggest that half of the people in this country, or anybody with the right mind or right head on their shoulders, is voting for someone to go ahead and steal away their God-given rights, thereby incrementally stealing away their freedoms, and nobody in their right mind is going to vote for anybody like that. But the media wants you to believe that that's what's happening. That's not what's happening, friends. That's not at all what's happening. The media is trying to convince you to continuously further divide the people so they can commit domestic insurrection. Divide and be conquered. Divide and be conquered. If you don't want to listen to Jesus and saying, hey, listen, this is how they do it, by dividing the people through a two-party system, then I'll tell you what, go ahead and have it your way then. Well, the American people, they're going to have it their way. And how's that working out for you? It's not. So why don't we get back to the words of the Lord, right? It's time for America to repent. Let's go over to Michigan. I want to show you what's going on over there. It's being told to us that somehow or another, Satanists have a right to go ahead and give the invocation. Isn't that interesting? Everything American law, common law, stands against is the deluder, Satan, the deceiver, the one that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And now the said representatives say that the Satanists have a right to go ahead and break the law. Why would your said representatives do something like that? I'll tell you why. Because they're a part of it. How do they act? Accordingly. And it's exactly what they're doing. But here's the good news. Are the people... Are the people in Michigan, are they just rolling over in the face of what's going on? Absolutely not. No, they're standing up against it, and they're saying, this is baloney. If you look at the state preamble, what's the first thing it acknowledges? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So how is it that somehow or another, the one that comes to steal, kill, and destroy, and his little minions have a right to go ahead and bring forth the invocation to start session? Folks, this is how stupid they think that you are. This is what's going on in Michigan right now. What? Hundreds and hundreds of people are showing up and saying absolutely not. So you got to ask yourself the question, who's inducing all this? The mainstream media and corrupt politicians and those slaves that I just highlighted that are working for their masters that are pulling their strings. Not a good place to put yourself, but apparently that's what they do, and they have the audacity to then call it freedom. No, that's not freedom. You're a slave, and you just haven't figured it out. But you will on Judgment Day, Hebrews 9:27. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Supreme Court hearing arguments in another abortion rights case where it considers whether hospitals have an obligation under federal law to provide emergency abortions to women who are in medical emergencies. Protests at universities nationwide in support of Palestine. Columbia University said it is still actively negotiating with student activists over taking down the pro-Palestinian encampment that has popped up. More than 80 tents at the school are still standing. President Joe Biden set to sign legislation that allows billions in aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. The passage of the bill, huge for Biden, proving that Democrats and Republicans can work together. Corey Myers, USA News.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
I was just showing you what's going on in Michigan right now, where the one Satanist who the government and corrupt politicians are looking for to go ahead and try to sell to the masses of the people in the state of Michigan. They want to sell you that everybody's a Satanist now, and everybody wants the guy to give the invocation concerning an appeal to the devil himself. Where are the said representatives to put this down? Hey, Americans, we're all the good guys in Michigan. Here, I want to tell you something. That's where they're at. That's what they define as good. They sit back and they allow themselves to be trodden under the foot of men. That's why the Word of God says that they're good for nothing. This is as good as it gets in Michigan. That's how corrupt the government is in Michigan and in Minnesota and in California and throughout the United States of America, where the representatives are not standing against it, to condemn those that are committing acts of treason or, I'm sorry, transgressions against the very law that they swore to uphold concerning their oath. Read Deuteronomy 23:23, also Numbers 30, verse 2. Concerning their oath. They'll be held accountable to it, regardless if they think so or not. You can also put that up against Galatians 6:7. This is insane. A friend from Michigan just said online that this is just the overflow. Okay, so there's many, many more people in Michigan standing up and saying no. Where you know, for those that are listening to me from Michigan, and I know some of you all the well know, where is the process of impeachment and prosecution? Where is it? Why are they so blind and led astray as to believe that they don't have a right to impeach and prosecute those that are allowing Satanists to make the invocation? You can't make it up. When the Lord said, "My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge," he meant just that. This is ignorance in action. And I know people think that this is, you know, they're doing their best and they're going out and they're standing up against what's going on. In many cases, what you're going to find, especially those that are in the fight, they all the well understand what I'm going to say next. This is as far as it goes with many. They're not willing to take it through. These said representatives in Michigan that are rolling over in the face of Satanists, one or two of them, that are given way by the mainstream media, given all the attention they need, just like all the other corrupt initiatives and narratives they want to set, and trying to deceive the people that they're the majority and you're not, or you're divided. No, I want to tell you something. Again, it goes back to Saul Alinsky and causing the masses to believe that the minority is the majority in the face of the majority. You're being lied to. This is how you're deceived. This is how they're deceiving you. The people in Michigan need to impeach every single one of what they call the good guys there. And all those bad guys, every one of them needs to be impeached, Article 2, Section 4, and they need to be prosecuted times 1 million until the people in this country stand up against their said representative government that are not upholding the law. And they're rolling over in the face of this lawlessness until the people put and send the message to those that are representatives that we are not going to tolerate your crimes any longer. This is only going to breed itself. Can you imagine what the people in Michigan right now, the good people, and I'm not talking about the doers. I know who you guys are. You guys are exceptional. I totally get who you are, and so do the people out there, because the media likes to demonize you guys. We know that you're the good guys. We get it. But for the majority of the people, can you imagine the message they're sending their kids? That it's okay to murder our children in the womb. It's okay in this on a national level. It's okay for you to go ahead and make a prey out of our children. And it's not okay for you to talk out against our crimes. I mean, it's okay for you to indoctrinate the kids. It's okay for you to change the history books and the science books every 3 to 7 years. Matter of fact, government, now you can just go ahead and do whatever you want to do. Isn't that crazy? Why are they promoting Satanism? Here, I want to tell you why. Did you see this? This is One American News. They just highlighted and again, I'm not going on with the party games because it's all unconstitutional. But a Minnesota senator was recently arrested for burglary. Aren't these the same people that are advocating for the crimes that I just highlighted? Do you think that if they're advocating crimes in the face of the people, like men that want to be women and women that want to be men, and they want to steal away your kids if you don't get vaccinated, so on and so forth, do you think that if they're advocating these sorts of things publicly, do you think for one moment that they're not doing that privately? Oh yeah, they are. And this is proof. This is the proof in the pudding right here. A Minnesota senator arrested for burglary. Oh, here, let me take it another step concerning one of those topics. Senior Obama, who's a sodomite and he's a foreigner, okay? And Hillary aide, who is a disciple of Saul Alinsky. Saul Alinsky is the guy that wrote the book Rules for Radicals, and he's also the guy that thanked Satan himself. Here are these two that are laughing at the American people. just like any other corrupt politician that the mainstream media is given light to. Oh, and that does, friends, include the likes of a Donald Trump. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. He is a part of the gang. And you know he is. And as a matter of fact, we're talking about Hillary Clinton right now and Barack Obama, who Donald Trump failed to prosecute. Okay, remember, he was going to drain the swamp. That never happened, right? Because they're here today. Isn't this interesting? Senior Obama and Hillary aide who debunked Pizzagate is now arrested for child sex offenses in England. See how that works? See, there's nothing covered that's not going to be revealed. And there's nothing that's not known that's going to be made known, because the Lord promised he was going to make it known. Why? Because all things are naked and open to the eyes with whom we have to do. Hey, folks, if they're telling you it's fictitious and it's not happening and they're advocating for the crime, it means they're guilty of the crime. Charles Spurgeon was exactly right. If you want to see why men don't stand against the crime, follow him home. He said, you'll find out why. Well, we're not talking about just those that won't stand against it. With the American people have succumbed to and believing that the conservatives of the day are the good guys. No, I'm telling you, it's just as bad, if not worse, on the right than it is on the left when it comes to many of these crimes in government, because it started in the church. Okay. But isn't it interesting, folks, that those that are denying that it ever happened are the ones that are being busted doing it? Yeah. It reminds me of the former senator from that of San Francisco. He was the anti-gunner, and he was the one that was busted for drug or gun running. You remember this? It reminds me of that of Senator, head of the Republican Party. And I'm talking about Mitch McConnell. Remember how he's Mr. Anti-Drug? And remember how the Ping Mei, his father, his in-law's ships were busted transporting 90 pounds of cocaine? Yeah, so Mitch McConnell, Mr. Anti-Drug, is actually advocating and trafficking drugs. Yeah, I know Americans, I know. You just think that that's all made up, it's all fictitious. Really? Prove otherwise. A tree is known by its fruit. Prove otherwise. How many times do these people need to be busted for these crimes? And what's interesting, it's not that they're just denying it, that they're blatantly advocating for it. I mean, these are the ones in government, the halls of government today, on both sides of the unconstitutional aisle, that are saying it's okay to murder children. What do you think they're doing behind closed doors? Oh my goodness, folks. That's insane. You know, I'm not giving any credit to Mel Gibson, because he's a globalist too, for those that didn't know. But he seems to be a little old school in the sense of he's still going to say what needs to be said. This has been coming out for years, but Mel Gibson says Hollywood pedos using Diddy to cover up horrific crimes of satanic cabals. Of course there is, because now they're trying to advocate Satanism in the halls of government in the light of day. And they are. I showed that to you at the second segment in Michigan. So what are we going to wait for now? Are we going to wait until we catch him on film sacrificing children? Because you already know what's happening. We've known this for decades in this country. Yes, these people are that sick. Yes, for those that have just opened their eyes today listening to the show, yes, you do need to understand they don't think the way we think, because they think that they're above the law. Because they have other devils that are involved in the same crimes that they are, and agencies that are unconstitutional that are actually protecting them in their crimes being committed against little children. Hey, bad guys, it's a good thing that you were protected, getting you to the point where you're at today, but now you forgot about that, and it's okay for you to protect others and their crimes being committed against those little people. You're the worst of men. You're the worst of men. And the hell that you have awaiting and pending is the hell you deserve. And it's the hell you're going to get. You can rest assured. You can rest assured. When the Lord said, touch not my little ones, he meant just that. Touch not my little ones. But they do it anyways, because they think they're getting one over on the people. They're not getting one over on the people. They're definitely not getting one over on the Lord. You know, you can fool some of the people some of the time, but not all the people all the time. And you can fool God at no time, who sees all things naked and open to the eyes with whom we have to do, that sees a sparrow fall to the ground. He knows the very numbers of the hairs of our head. And you think you're going to get one over on him who's going to hold you accountable for every idle word and every idle thought? You are sadly mistaken, as are you deceived. Repent, devils. Repent. You have violated God's law into a million pieces. And you keep searing your own conscience until there's no return. You act like you're going to live forever. Bad guys, you are not going to live forever. How many of those people that have led the way wide and broad, that have gone before you and that have taught you to be the devils that you are today, that are in hell, that only have the opportunity to come back and tell you to listen to what Bradley's telling you now, if they had the opportunity? But guess what? The Bible says in Luke 16, there's a great gulf fixed between the two. It's not going to be done. It's not going to be done. So you better listen to the gospel while you have time. We're going to take a quick...
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Rachel from Michigan. I know God orchestrated my encounter with Bradley Dean this past summer. His radio show instantly became my family's favorite. We are so thankful for his bold message bringing light to the issues we are facing. If you want the truth from a biblical and constitutional perspective, then you've come to the right place.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. My goodness. I just wanted to show you one more thing, folks. What I've been covering is what's happening in Michigan right now. They want to have a lone Satanist, as he calls himself. He's probably bought and paid for, no joke. They want to go ahead and push him into the Capitol there and give the invocation, the prayer, invoking the devil. The transgressor stands against everything. Hey, folks, all those people that are in jail right now are on the devil's side. All those that are committing crime today, they're on the devil's side. They come to kill, steal, and destroy just like their father. John 10:10. Why would your government be advocating for this? Because they're doing the same thing. So as I showed you what's going on in Michigan, It's interesting that this is the overflow room in Michigan right now. And in the process, in Minnesota, we have a senator arrested for burglary, just like I said. Then we find out that the Obama Hillary aide, who debunked Pizzagate, is arrested for raping children. Of course they are. If they're not standing against it, they're guilty of it. Right? And now what I want you to show is, it's just, it's truly insane what people in this country will put up with. I mean, you know what they won't put up with. I mean, if a coach is removed from one of their favorite football teams, they won't tolerate that. But if the government says, you know, it's okay to sanction the murder of babies, that's okay. They won't stand up against that. Oh, my goodness. I can hear the Lord say, my people would have it so. Oh, people, if only you knew your peace. And that was the warning that the Lord gave in Luke 13:34 before the Passion of the Christ. And 40 years later, the country of men, 1,100,000 according to Old English, Fox's Book of Martyrs, they were crucified to the walls of Jerusalem. Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. Okay. So, anyways, let me get over to this. And I almost wonder if I need to go there right now, but I will. When I first got saved, one of the first words that was ever given to me was that of James chapter 1. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Oh my goodness, how many times I hashed over that scripture. Lord, what does that mean? What is this about? Because to me, patience is, okay, I'll wait. Hurry up, Lord. Hurry up, Lord. Hurry up, Lord. What are we waiting for? It's like watching paint dry sometimes, right? But when the Lord does something within us, it's not on our timeline, it's on His timeline. So we begin to understand patience. And for those that didn't know this, patience in the very definition, and I'm going to go ahead and give it to you, is suffering. And to be patient in certain situations is just that. It suffers is exactly what it is. And it's not always fun to wait. The word patience means to suffer affliction, pain, toil, calamity, with a calm, unruffled temper, endurance without murmuring or fretfulness. My son says it all the time, Dad, a calm sea never trained up an experienced captain. And he's exactly right. See, the Lord brings us through trials and tribulations. We go through persecution, scoffings, mockings, whatever the case might be. For what? Working in us death, that we might also be partakers of the life of Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. A matter of fact, since I'm there right now, I'm just going to go over, and I want you to hear this for yourself. And I think it's actually 1 Peter chapter 4, and I'm going to go over there, and I want to highlight the very first scripture, because that's exactly what we need. For as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves, Christians, likewise with the same mind. For he that has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, that he should no longer live in the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God. And then I think of 1 Peter 1, verse 7, that the trial of your faith being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. So oftentimes, when we see what happens in life, friends, and we go through the trials and the testings, the Lord is working in us, the Son of God, who is delivered up to condemn the sin with us, and also the life with us in the process. Folks, we're crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, we live, but Christ that liveth in us, and the life that we now live in the flesh, we live in by the faith of the Son of God. Why? Because we know that those that are Christ have crucified the flesh with its lusts and its affections. Only those that bear their cross understand what I just said. Okay, not only do we bear our cross, not only have we been crucified with Christ, Galatians 2:20, but we're also buried with Christ. Read Romans 6. The whole chapter is fantastic. Romans 6. And then we also, to the glory of the Father, through the resurrection, we're partakers as being witnesses of the Christ. And we can only deliver that which has been delivered unto us, Paul said. 1 Corinthians 15. So until we go through the process of breaking us down to nothing, the Lord's not going to show us who he is until we go through that process. Martin Luther said it. Spurgeon said it. The generals of God all know it. Until a man becomes nothing, can that man become anything in God? That's right. There's too many people that don't know that. Remember I said earlier during the first segment, it's to the degree of our surrender to Christ will be our power be found therein. Not without it. There's too many people that are professors in lip service only, and they have no idea the power of God unto salvation whatsoever. Why? Because they've never bore their cross. They've never denied themselves. And furthermore, if you go back to the beginning of that, they've never repented of their sin. They're still living in their sin. And so this all brings me to, what does it mean to go through the fire? Because I'll tell you what, the ministry as we're speaking right now is going through the fire. We're going through right now. We're literally being attacked on all sides, on top of the attacks that we've been endured consistently by big tech companies and the powers that are tolerated by the American people in this country. We are going through the fire right now. Now, you've heard the saying before from me, and I'm going to say it again. You know, those that bring the fire must endure the flame. So it's one thing to preach it, and let me say it this way too. A lot of times we'll hear people say, you know what, you can't preach what you don't practice. You know what, regardless if you want to believe that or not, it's absolutely true. You're going to be tried by everything you preach, and if you don't practice what you preach, the Lord said he would not leave himself without witness. Read the third commandment. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. That means you better practice what you preach. Why? Because he says right after that, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. So you better practice what you preach. Because if not, the Lord's going to bring it to the light and everybody's going to see that you're a hypocrite. And that's what they're used to seeing. They're not used to people that are actually sold out to the Lord. And the Lord will justify that man in the process of doing so. And I'm thinking of Malachi 2, chapter 2 as well. I'm talking about Malachi 2. But when you talk about going through the fire, if you haven't been through the fire, yeah, 9 times out of 10, you probably don't even know what you're talking about. You're talking out of school. There's too many people that love to just go ahead and recite and parrot what they've been told by others because they have an experience or a testimony, and then they try it for themselves, and then you see them fall into the very pit that they themselves have dug concerning their hypocrisies. Now, I've heard many people refer to going through the fire, and most of them mean that they have been through a difficult time. Right? The expression may suggest a time of persecution such as, well, which one hasn't? But in particular, the three Hebrews in the book of Daniel, which were put in the fiery furnace. Or when early believers were burned at the stake. Yes, that's true. So many people think of going through the fire as a time when they are attacked by evil. Well, I want to tell you something. A lot of times, friends, you better make distinction as if to where that affliction or that trial or tribulation may be coming from, because nothing happens in your life except the Lord gives permission for it to happen in your life. Oftentimes, it's the Lord appointing the affliction, and if grace be behind it, you're going to hear it, and you're going to grow up into Christ, 2 Peter 3:18. Okay? It's important that you catch this. In thy faithfulness, thou hast afflicted me that I might learn thy statutes. 9 times out of 10, folks, that ain't the devil, that's the Lord training you up for his glory. Read the chapter of Hebrews 12. Why? That we might be partakers of his holiness. He's talking about his chastisements there. That means to inflict pain, humbling, or to suffer. That we might be partakers of his holiness. Remember, because he said, be ye holy as I am holy. And he said, without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. Well, we want to see the Lord, then we better go through his process. And he said, straight and narrow and difficult is the way. Folks, just hang on a second. I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to wait for the end of the show here, and then we are going to finish on this point, okay? Again, just give me 10 seconds, and we will be right back. Sons of LibertyRadio.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.